sort of an overview for the community on emissions from the town of Sackville, but also the village of Port Elgin and the village of Dorchester, because those three communities started a program with the Federation of Canadian Municipalities called Partners for Climate Protection back in 2011. And that program has 5 milestones, and it has to do with creating an emission reduction plan. And there's one for the municipality, and then there's one for the community. And so initially what they did is they took a look at emissions created by the municipality and also by the community back in 2011. And then they sort of set a goal. So they said, hey, we're going to try and reduce emissions by this much by 2021, so a 10-year period. And then they created a plan. So each municipality had created an emission reduction plan. And then last year, around this time, I helped them with milestone 4, which is sort of taking a look at that plan and seeing where you are. So kind of getting an update on each part of the plan and seeing, you know, like, oh, we've made some progress here. You know, this step we're still working on. We haven't made progress on this step. That's milestone 4. And then milestone 5 is doing another emissions inventory. So I did that for the year 2018 for each municipality and community. And then you compare that with emissions from 2011 and see what the difference is. And so that's what I've done. And so the presentation during Climate Change Week is about sort of sharing results with the community and getting feedback and sort of explaining next possible steps and seeing what people think and if folks have ideas about any of that.
Okay. What sort of emissions are measured? Is it like building emissions, or how does that work?
Yeah, for sure. So it is building emissions. So like I said, it's broken down into the emissions from the municipality and then the emissions from community. So when you're looking at the municipality, there's kind of 4 or 5 different categories that the emissions are broken down into. So the first category is buildings. So any buildings that the municipality owns, you take a look at emissions created from the buildings. So a lot of it is from electricity. And then if there's any other heating source, like natural gas or propane, that's taken into account as well. Another category is fleet. So if the municipality owns any vehicles, you take a look at the fuel that's been used, burned by those vehicles. And then you look at water and wastewater facilities. And then another category is waste. So for all of the municipalities that I looked at, when you talk about waste, it has to do with like solid waste, so like your garbage and stuff like that. And that wasn't something I was able to measure, just because when it's picked up, like by the trucks, it's not measured, like it's not kept track of in terms of the amount of waste that's just coming from municipal buildings. So that wasn't something I was able to measure, unfortunately, but that's okay. And then for the community, it's sort of broken down into like residential, commercial. Again, they look at waste, and then transportation is another one you look at. And so for the community emissions, a lot of it has to be estimated, especially to do with like transportation, because it's hard to get an idea of like the amount of vehicles in a community and the distance traveled by each vehicle in the community. So a lot of that I'm using like Natural Resources Canada numbers for the province of New Brunswick and like average like kilometers traveled per car per year and things like that. Whereas for a municipality, the numbers are much more exact because you have actual bills and things like that you can look at and consumption amounts.
Clark says that NB Power is largely responsible for the significant reduction in emissions.
I would say it's like it's half and half. So because when you look at like buildings, and buildings do tend to be about like half of the emissions. When you're looking at like the municipality, for example, a large portion of the emissions is attributed to electricity production. And when you're doing these inventories, a lot of times the electricity emissions are not counted, only because the emissions aren't being produced. Like when we're looking at the town of Sackville, those emissions from electricity production are not being created in Sackville. They're being created elsewhere in the province. Like when you, you know, turn on the lights or whatever, there's no like emissions that go up from your house, you know, because emissions have been reduced, like produced elsewhere. But I wanted to include it because I think it's still important to look at, and just because it's not being created in the town itself doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at it and figure out how to maybe reduce it. So
it kind of sounds like even though you might take your garbage and put it in a dump 20 miles away, like that's still your impact.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's still your impact. And just because it's not in your backyard or, you know, I feel like it should still be counted.
Climate Change Week will take place from January 30th to February 5th. Check out Climate Change Week events on EOS Eco Energy's website. For more information on the community's emissions, Clark presented the information during a special town council meeting on December 7th, which is available on YouTube. Clark's findings will be presented to the public on February 2nd between 12 and 1 p.m. She welcomes questions of any kind about the data or about EOS in general by email. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.